Flight service stations provide in-flight briefings, transcribed weather broadcasts, scheduled and unscheduled weather broadcasts, and they furnish weather support to all the flights operating in their geographical area. As a starting point, you may want to listen to one or more of the recorded weather briefings provided by the flight service station, accessible through the menu system on the telephone. For a more detailed briefing, you can contact the flight service station directly. When you telephone the facility, you should identify yourself as a pilot, state the type of flight, VFR or IFR, give them the aircraft identification number or your name, the aircraft type, the departure point, the route of flight, the destination, the flight altitude, the estimated time of departure, and how long you plan on being en route. When you call the flight service station and you give them this information, request either a standard briefing, an abbreviated briefing, or an outlook briefing. By requesting a standard briefing, you're giving the flight service station a code word, which is telling them to give you the full service briefing. It's going to include adverse conditions, whether or not VFR flight is recommended, weather synopsis, you'll get a position and movement of the lows or the highs or the fronts or any significant cause of weather in your area. You'll get the current weather. You'll get the forecast weather for your en route and for your destination. You'll get the forecast winds and temperatures aloft, the alternate routes, if any. You'll also get notices to airmen, any known air traffic delays, and pilot reports as well. You're giving them a lot of information up front, but what you're also doing is giving the briefer enough information to give you what you need. And if you decide you want to file a flight plan, by giving them the information that I mentioned, that you intend to fly VFR, the aircraft number, type, departure point, route of flight, destination, etc., that's setting up the form that the flight service station briefer uses so that if you need to file a flight plan, the information is already there. You just have to add a few more items. The thing to remember about calling a flight service station is this. When you call, request a standard briefing, an abbreviated briefing, or an outlook briefing. Standard briefing, you're requesting all the information that's pertinent to your flight. If you've already received weather and you want to get a supplement when just one or two items are needed, then request an abbreviated briefing if you want to get an update. If you call at 20 minutes to the hour, for example, and the weather forecasts haven't come in yet, say they're going to hit the system at 10 minutes of, you can still get your standard briefing, and then when you call back just before the hour or slightly after the hour, you can request an abbreviated briefing and just get the new forecasts, for example. If your proposed departure is 6 hours or more from the time you get your briefing, then you want to request an outlook briefing. The Aviation Routine Weather Report, or METAR, is the weather observer's interpretation of the weather conditions at a given site and time. The METAR is used to determine the flying category, in other words, VFR, marginal VFR, or IFR for the airport, as well as to produce the terminal area forecast, which will be discussed in the next segment. The example we will use in this discussion is Figure 12. Look at Figure 12. The elements in the body of this METAR report are separated with a space. The only exception is temperature and dew point that are separated with a solidus or forward slash. It's on the same keyboard key as the question mark. When an element does not occur or cannot be observed, the preceding space and that element are omitted from the particular report. A METAR report contains the following elements in order as presented: the type of report, the ICAO station identifier, date and time of report, modifier when required, wind, visibility, runway visual range when required, weather phenomena, sky condition, temperature dew point group, altimeter, and remarks when required. The METAR on Figure 12 shows reports for five airports: Wink, Texas; Boise, Idaho; LAX, California; Chicago Midway in Illinois, and JFK in New York. There are two types of reports, the METAR and the SPECI. The SPECI is Aviation Selected Special Weather Report. The METAR observation is taken hourly between 45 minutes after the hour till the hour and transmitted between 50 minutes after the hour till the hour. It will be encoded as a METAR even if it meets SPECI criteria. The SPECI is a non-routine aviation weather report taken when any of the SPECI criteria have been observed. SPECI criteria are listed in reference 14. SPECI criteria indicate significant changes such as the development of tornadoes, wind shear, or thunderstorms where a report needs to be issued to provide you with more information. Let's read the METAR figure 12. METAR for Wink, Texas on the 12th day of the month. Observation taken at 1845 Zulu. Wind is 110 degrees reference to true north at 12 knots, gusting to 18 knots. Visibility is 15 statute miles. Sky clear. Temperature 25 degrees Celsius. Dew point 17 degrees Celsius. Altimeter 3000 inches of mercury. So the winds on a METAR are referenced to true north. The visibility is in statute miles. Cloud height is referenced to AGL. The temperatures are Celsius. And the altimeter is in inches of mercury. Let's read the next one. METAR for Boise, Idaho on the 12th day of the month. Observation taken at 1854 Zulu. Wind is 130 degrees, true, at 4 knots. Visibility is 30 statute miles. Scattered clouds at 15,000 AGL. Temperature 17, dew point 6, altimeter 3015. Let's read the METAR for Los Angeles on the 12th day of the month. Observation taken at 1852 Zulu. Wind is 250 degrees at 4. Visibility is 6. In MIST, that's BR, or Bravo Romeo is the abbreviation for MIST. Scattered clouds at 700. Scattered clouds at 25,000. Temperature 16. Dew point 15. Altimeter 29991. So the cloud height is referenced to AGL. It's the height above the ground. Let's read the SPECI for Chicago Midway on the 12th day of the month. Observation taken at 1856 Zulu. Wind is 320 at 5. Visibility is 1.5 statute miles in moderate rain. Bases of the clouds are overcast at 700. Temperature 17. Dew point 16. Altimeter 29980. Remarks: rain began at 35 minutes past the hour. And the SPECI for JFK, New York on the 12th day of the month. Observation taken at 1853 Zulu. Wind is 180 at 4. Visibility is 1/2 statute mile. Fog. Runway 04. Visual range 2,200 feet. The bases of the clouds are 500 overcast. That's a ceiling. Temperature is 20. Dew point 18. Altimeter 3006. Ceiling is defined as the lowest layer of clouds or obscuration that is broken or overcast. If it is an obscuration, it's the amount of vertical visibility into the obscuration measured in feet. I found four questions on the written test regarding the METAR. Let's talk about them. The wind direction and velocity at JFK is 180 degrees true at 4 knots. The remarks at Chicago Midway has RAB 35. This means rain began at 35 minutes after the hour, which is 1835 Zulu. Look at Chicago Midway. What are the current conditions? Chicago Midway, 1.5 statute miles. Rain, 700 overcast. Notice there's no plus mark next to the rain. There is no qualifier next to the rain. A qualifier would be, or hyphen, which would mean light. Plus is heavy. If there's no qualifier, it means moderate. So it's moderate rain. And which of these reporting stations have VFR weather? Don't forget, VFR weather is better than 1,000 feet and or visibility better than 3 miles. So if you look at Wink, visibility is 15 statute miles, the sky is clear. At Boise, the visibility is 30 statute miles and the sky is scattered at 15,000 feet. Well, that's VFR. And if you look at Los Angeles, the visibility is 6 statute miles and the sky is scattered at 700 feet. Now, a ceiling is broken or overcast, so scattered does not constitute a ceiling, so that's VFR. Midway is 700 feet overcast, that's IFR, and JFK is 500 overcast with 1/2 statute mile, that's IFR. So Wink, Boise, and LAX have VFR weather. In-flight weather advisories are information you receive while en route, and they advise you of the possibility of encountering hazardous weather. There are 3 types of in-flight weather advisories. They are AirMets, SIGMETS, and Convective SIGMETS. AirMets contain information on weather that may be hazardous to light aircraft and VFR pilots. Each AirMet contains an outlook for conditions expected after the AirMet valid period. In other words, AirMets contain detailed information about IFR conditions, extensive mountain obscuration, turbulence, strong surface winds, icing, and where the freezing levels are. And each AirMet contains an outlook for the conditions expected during the valid period. There's a very interesting thing about AirMets. You don't need to know this for the written test, but it is interesting. When AirMets are issued, they're issued under a phonetic alphabet, Sierra, Tango, or Zulu. And Sierra AirMets describe IFR conditions and or extensive mountain obscurations. So think of Sierra Mountains. AirMet Tango describes moderate turbulence, sustained surface winds of 30 knots or more, and or low-level wind shear. So think Tango turbulence. And AirMet Zulu describes moderate icing and provides freezing level heights. The Z in freezing level is like the Z in Zulu. After the first issuance of each day, scheduled and unscheduled broadcasts of AirMets are numbered sequentially for easier identification. Now, SIGMETS are a whole nother story. A SIGMET advises you of weather that's hazardous to all aircraft, small and large. The items contained in the SIGMET are severe icing, severe or extreme turbulence, and widespread sand or dust storms lowering visibility to less than 3 miles. Volcanic ash is included in SIGMETS. Both SIGMETS and AirMets are broadcast upon receipt and at 30-minute intervals. In other words, 15 minutes after the hour and 45 minutes after the hour during the first hour. Both SIGMETS and AirMets are broadcast upon receipt and at 30-minute intervals. In other words, 15 minutes after the hour and 45 minutes after the hour during the first hour. You can contact the nearest flight service station, en route flight advisory service, or you can listen to them on certain VLR frequencies. En route flight advisory service is a specific function of the flight service stations designed to give you en route weather on frequency 122.0. When you call an en route flight advisory service on 122.0, you state your location relative to the nearest VLR. Third type of in-flight weather advisory is also a SIGMET. This is worse than a SIGMET. This is called a convective SIGMET. And a convective SIGMET covers weather developments such as stuff you don't want to fly in or around, tornadoes, lines of thunderstorms, and embedded thunderstorms. Convective SIGMETs imply severe or greater turbulence, severe icing, and low-level wind shear. When SIGMETs forecast embedded thunderstorms, that means that the thunderstorms are obscured by massive cloud layers and cannot be seen. Convective SIGMET bulletins are issued hourly at 55 minutes after the hour. Of course, any unscheduled SIGMETs are broadcast upon receipt and at 15-minute intervals during during the first hour, which is 15 minutes after the hour, half past, and quarter of. You don't need to know this about SIGMETs, but it is interesting that SIGMETs are identified by an alphabetic designator from November through Yankee, excluding Sierra and Tango, because Sierra, Tango, and Zulu are reserved for air Mets. You do need to know that En Route Flight Advisory Service provides you with in-flight weather advisories pertinent to the type of flight and the route to be flown and your altitude. The service, as I mentioned, is available through the flight service station normally from 6 a.m. till 10 p.m. local time. You contact FlightWatch on 122.0. Be sure to state the location of the nearest VOR when you're making your initial contact. So your contact would be, for example, Miami Flight Watch, November 3412 X-ray, Pahokee VOR. Transcribed weather broadcasts, also known as TWEEB, are mentioned on the written test. There are three questions pertaining to TWEEBs. The transcribed broadcast provides weather on VORs and NDBs. So by turning up the volume when you're listening to a VOR, you can listen to the transcribed weather broadcast on selected VORs and selected NDBs. TWEEBs, TWEBs, contain information concerning sky cover, cloud tops, visibility, weather, and obstructions to vision, and are similar to an area forecast, except the information in the TWEEB includes winds aloft, and the TWEEB is presented in a route format. We'll talk extensively about area forecasts here in a moment. I just told you everything you need to know about a TWEEB. They're available on NDB or VOR frequencies, and they are individual forecasts for specific routes of flight. TAF is a concise statement of the expected or forecast weather conditions within a 5 statute mile radius from the center of an airport's runway complex during a 24-hour period. The main difference between the TAF and the METAR is the TAF contains an issuance time next to a valid time period, and the TAFs also include forecast change indicators. There's three of them. We'll talk about each of those. Let's talk about the issuance time and the valid period. The issuance time and the valid period are given just before the forecast. The valid period of the forecast is a two-digit date followed by the two-digit beginning and two-digit ending hours, Zulu or UTC. Routine TAFs are valid for 24 hours and are issued 4 times daily at 0 Zulu, 06 Zulu, 12 Zulu, and 18 Zulu. And TAFs also include forecast change indicators, such as the from group, FM, the becoming group, BECMG, the temporary group, TEMPO, and the probability forecast, Prob 30 or Prob 40. The from group is self-explanatory. FM means beginning this time, these are the conditions. Let's talk about the Prob 30 and Prob 40 because they appear, and I'll talk about these change indicators as they appear. So let's talk about the Prob 30 and Prob 40. So because the TAF is the same as the METAR, except for the valid period and the change indicators. So let's talk about the change indicator, Prob 30 or Prob 40, PROB 30 or PROB 40. The probability forecast describes the probability or chance of thunderstorms or other precipitation events, along with associated weather conditions like wind, visibility, and sky conditions. PROB 30 or PROB 40 group is used when the occurrence of thunderstorms or precipitation is in the 30 to less than 40% or 40 to less than 50% range, respectively. If the thunderstorms or precipitation chance is greater than 50%, it is considered a prevailing weather condition and is included in the significant weather section or the tempo change indicator group. Prob 30 or Prob 40 is followed by a 4-digit time group giving the beginning and ending hours of the time period during which the thunderstorms or precipitation is expected. For example, PROB40-2022-1SM TSRA OVC-008-CB depicts a 40 to less than 50% chance of visibility 1 mile, thunderstorms with moderate rain showers, and an overcast cloud layer or ceiling at 800 feet with cumulonimbus between the hours of 20 and 22 Zulu. Figure 15 contains two TAFs, Memphis and Oklahoma City. Let's read them. TAF for Memphis, Terminal Aerodrome Forecast for Memphis, Tennessee. Forecast prepared on the 12th day of the month at 1720 Zulu. The valid period for Memphis is on the 12th day of the month from 18 Zulu to 18 Zulu, a total of 24 hours. Wind is 200 degrees true at 12 knots. Visibility is 5 statute miles in haze. Bases of the clouds are 3,000 broken, that's a ceiling. The occurrence of thunderstorms or precipitation is in the 40% to less than 50% range. In this case, the probability between the hours of 20 Zulu and 22 Zulu will be for visibility 1 mile. The visibility is in statute miles, thunderstorms with moderate rain showers, and an overcast cloud layer or ceiling at 800 feet with cumulonimbus clouds. From 22 Zulu, wind will be 330 degrees true at 15, gusting to 20 knots. Prevailing visibility is 6 statute miles. Bases of the clouds will be 1,500 broken, that's a ceiling, overcast clouds at 2,500. Occurrence of thunderstorms or precipitation is in the 40% to less than 50% range between 22 and 02 Zulu. Visibility will be 3 statute miles in rain showers. From 02 Zulu, wind will be 350 degrees true at 12, ceiling will be 800 overcast, 40% to less than 50% between 02 and 05 Zulu will be for 2 statute mile visibility in light rain and snow. BECMG, the Becoming Group, is used when a gradual change in conditions is expected over a period not to exceed 2 hours. The time period when the change is expected to occur is a 4-digit group containing the beginning and ending hours of the change that follows the becoming indicator. The gradual change will occur at an unspecified time within the time period. Only the changing forecast conditions are included in the becoming group. Omitted conditions are carried over from the previous group. For example, from 02 to 00, 350 degrees at 12 knots, overcast 800, becoming between 06 and 08, 020 at 8 knots, broken 1200, becoming 10 Zulu to 12 Zulu, wind is calm, 3 statute miles, mist, sky clear. The becoming group describes a gradual change in the wind and sky condition from 350 degrees at 12 knots, overcast 800, to 020 degrees at 8 knots, broken 1,200 between 06 Zulu and 08 Zulu. Another gradual change is forecast between 10 Zulu and 12 Zulu for the winds to become calm with 3 statute miles in mist with sky clear. The tempo group is used for temporary fluctuations of wind, visibility, weather, or sky condition that are expected to last for generally less than an hour at a time and expected to occur during less than half the time period. The tempo indicator is followed by a 4-digit group giving the beginning and ending hours of the time period during which the temporary conditions are expected. Only the changing forecast conditions are included in tempo groups. The omitted conditions are carried over from the previous time group. For example, tempo 1214 1/2 SMFG means this temporary group describes visibility and weather between 12 Zulu and 14 Zulu. The winds and sky condition have been omitted. Go back to the previous forecast groups to obtain the wind and sky condition forecast. The forecast between 12Z and 14Z is 1/2 statute mile in fog. Figure 15, the third line. From 02 Zulu, wind will be 350 true at 12, ceiling 800 overcast, 40% to less than 50% between 2 Zulu and 5 Zulu for 2 miles visibility in light rain and snow. Becoming between 06 and 08 Zulu, wind 020 at 8, broken 1200. Becoming between 10 and 12 Zulu, calm winds, 3 statute miles in mist with a sky clear. Temporarily between 12 and 14, Zulu 1/2 statute mile in fog. From 1600 Zulu, wind is variable at 6, the prevailing visibility is 6 statute miles, and the sky is clear. The equal sign signifies the end of the TAF. P6SM means the forecast visibility is greater than 6 statute miles. You could say it means plus 6 statute miles. Notice as the forecast looks further and further into the future, it gets less and less specific. You should be able to read the TAF for Oklahoma City on your own. If you do have a question, see the reference section for weather reports. The forecast for Oklahoma City issued on the fifth day of the month at 11:30 Zulu. And it's valid on the fifth day of the month from 12 Zulu to 12 Zulu. At Oklahoma City, the wind is 140 degrees at 8. Visibility is 5 statute miles in mist. The cloud base is broken at 3,000. Temporarily, between 13 Zulu and 16 Zulu, you can expect 1 1/2 statute miles visibility in mist. From 16 Zulu, the wind is 180 at 10 knots, true. Prevailing visibility is 6 statute miles, plus 6 statute miles. From 16 Zulu, the wind is forecast to be 180 at 10 knots, true. Prevailing visibility is 6 statute miles, sky clear. Becoming between 22 and 24 Zulu, wind 200 at 1.3, gusting to 20, with 4 statute miles visibility, rain showers. There's no plus or minus, so it's moderate rain showers. Overcast, 2,000. There's a 40 to less than 50% probability between 00 Zulu and 06 Zulu for visibilities of 2 statute miles in thunderstorms and rain showers with a ceiling of 800 overcast, cumulonimbus. Becoming between 06 and 08 Zulu, wind 210 at 15 knots with plus 6 statute miles prevailing visibility, and scattered clouds at 4,000. That ends the terminal area forecast. The aviation area forecast is a forecast of general weather conditions over an area the size of several states. The forecast is used to determine forecast en route weather and to interpolate conditions at airports for which no terminal forecasts are issued. The area forecast is issued 3 times a day, one for each of the 6 areas in the lower 48 states, and is made up of 4 sections: a communications and product header section, a precautionary statement section, a synopsis, and a VFR clouds weather section. Figure 16 shows the area forecast. Remember, distances are in statute miles. To get a complete picture, use the area forecast along with in-flight advisories, the AirMets and SIGMETs I talked about earlier. Together, the area forecast and the in-flight weather advisories can help you understand the big picture. So look at Figure 16 and ask yourself what sky conditions and type of obscurations division are forecast for Upper Michigan in the western portions from 02 Zulu until 05 Zulu. Near the bottom is Upper Michigan, It's right above Lower Michigan. And the first line under Upper Michigan is Western Portions, AGL, 3,000 scattered, scattered to broken 5,000. The question asks you what sky condition and type of obscurations division are forecast for Upper Michigan in the western portions from 02 Zulu to 05 Zulu. So you've got to read to where it says 02-05Z, becoming ceilings overcast 1,000, visibilities 3 to 5 statute miles in mist. The outlook is for IFR with ceilings in mist. The answer is ceilings becoming 1,000 feet overcast with visibilities 3 to 5 statute miles in mist. All of these reports, the METAR, the TAF, and this area forecast leave out the last two digits of the cloud height. So when this thing says OVC 010, you have to add two zeros to that. In other words, 10 becomes 1,000. 1 becomes 100. Let's look at the Chicago section. It says CHICFA 24-1945. That means that the forecast was prepared on the 24th day of the month at 19045 Zulu. Synopsis and VFR clouds and weather. The synopsis is valid until the 25th day of the month at 1400. The clouds and weather is valid until the 25th at 0800. Here, I'll read you a question. The Chicago FA forecast section is valid until the 25th at... The question asks, the Chicago FA forecast section is valid until the 25th at... The forecast section is not the synopsis section. The synopsis is valid until 1400. And it's not the outlook section either. It's the clouds weather section, which is valid until 08 Zulu. Right next to it, it says outlook valid on the 25th at 08 Zulu to the 25th at 1400 Zulu. Well, one of the incorrect answer choices is 14 Zulu. The other is 1945. So 1945 is the time the forecast was prepared. 14 Zulu is the valid time of the outlook. The valid time of the forecast is 08 Zulu. Let's go back to Upper Michigan for the eastern portions. What sky condition and visibility are forecast for the Upper Michigan in the eastern portions after 23 Zulu? Eastern portions. The question is, what sky condition and visibility are forecast for Upper Michigan in the eastern portions after 23 Zulu? Well, let's look. Eastern portions, let's see, 23 Zulu, second line, 23 Zulu. Ceilings, overcast 1,000, visibility 3 to 5 statute miles in light, rain, and mist. The answer is ceilings, 1,000 feet overcast, 3 to 5 statute miles visibility. While we're looking at this figure, what is the outlook for the southern half of Indiana after 07 Zulu? So look at Indiana, very bottom of the page. Indiana, we have a northern half and a southern half. What is the outlook for the southern half of Indiana after 07 Zulu? Well, in order to look at that, you have to know what you're looking for. It says there, southern half, scattered 5,000, scattered to broken at 10,000, tops 12,000, 07 Zulu, scattered 3,000 AGL, scattered 10,000, outlook VFR. The answer is VFR. That's the outlook after 07 Zulu. It's for 3,000 scattered, 10,000 scattered, VFR. The further into the future these things go, the less specific they are. The pilot report is the most timely source of weather observation when you give a pilot report, you're giving weather information that nobody else can directly observe. Any report regarding cloud tops, icing, turbulence that a pilot gives is the most up-to-date report there is. It's ahead of all the forecasts, and aircraft in flight are the only means of directly observing these cloud tops, icing, and turbulence. The way we're going to look at this is I'm going to ask you questions, and we're going to take you to parts of the PIREP for the answer. So if I were to ask you the intensity of the turbulence reported at a specific altitude is, you need to know that turbulence in a PIREP is located right after the TB, Tango Bravo, heading. So look for /TB. You see it says LGT055-072. That means light turbulence between 5,500 feet MSL and 7,200 feet MSL. So the answer is light from 5,500 feet to 7,200 feet. Okay, let me ask you another question. The base and the tops of the overcast layer reported by a pilot are, well, cloud layers in a PIREP are found under the SK, Sierra Kilo heading. Height of a cloud base is given in hundreds of feet, and the cloud symbol scattered or broken, etc., is given followed by the height of the clouds in hundreds of feet. A forward slash is used to separate the cloud layers. So the base of the broken layer was reported by the pilot at 1,800 feet and the tops at 5,500 feet. The question is asking about the overcast layer. So the overcast layer was reported at a base of 7,200 feet and the tops at 8,900 feet. Of course, all the cloud heights in a PIREP are MSL, mean sea level. So the base of the clouds were 7,200 feet MSL and the tops were 8,900 feet MSL. Here's a really good one. If the terrain elevation is 1,295 feet MSL, what is the height above the ground of the base of the ceiling? Again, cloud layers are found under the SK heading. The height and the base of the clouds are given in hundreds of feet. And they're, of course, MSL, since they're reported by pilot. The first cloud layer was reported to have bases at 1,800 feet and tops at 5,500 feet. If the field elevation is 1,295 MSL, and the base of the first cloud layer, the broken cloud layer, was 1,800 feet, then the base of the ceiling is 1,800 minus the 1,295 feet ground elevation, and you wind up with 505 feet AGL. What's the intensity and type of icing reported by the pilot? Well, intensity and type of icing is listed under the /IC heading. It said IC light to moderate rime, 7,200 to 8,900. So it's light to moderate rime. One last question. The wind and temperature at 1,2,000 feet MSL as reported by a pilot are? If you look at the WV heading, the wind direction is listed first, followed by the wind speed in knots. So WV08021 means wind from 080 degrees at 21 knots. The temperature is given in two digits, and it's in degrees Celsius after the TA heading. If it's below zero, it'll be prefixed by an M. So /TAM7 means that the outside air temperature is -7 degrees Celsius. So the wind is 080 at 21 -7 Celsius. I'm going to read this pilot report as it's written in figure 14 so that as I'm reading it off, you'll see what it's saying. It's a pilot report over Oklahoma City en route to Tulsa. The time of the report is 1800 Zulu. The flight level of the report is 12,000 feet. The type of the reporting aircraft is a BE-90. Sky condition. First layer of the broken clouds are 1,800 MSL with tops of 5,500 MSL. Another overcast layer at 7,200 MSL with tops at 8,900 MSL. clear above. The temperature is -7°C. The wind velocity is 080 degrees at 21. The turbulence is light, between 5,500 mSL and 7,200 mSL. The icing is light to moderate rime, between 7,200 mSL to 8,900 mSL. The winds and temperatures aloft forecast shows wind directions in tens of degrees with reference to true north, wind velocity in knots, and the temperature forecast in degrees Celsius at specified levels. No winds are forecast within 1,500 feet of the surface, and no temperatures are forecast for the 3,000-foot level or for a level within 2,500 feet of the surface. Temperatures are negative above 24,000. In the winds and temperatures aloft forecast, each six-digit group includes wind and temperature. Look at St. Louis, STL, under 9,000 feet. The entry 2332 plus 02 indicates wind from 230 degrees true north at 32 knots, temperature plus 2 degrees Celsius. If the wind direction is coded between 51 and 86, the wind speed is 100 knots or greater. In that case, you would subtract 50 from the direction and add 100 to the speed. So, for example, the code 730649 means the winds are 230 degrees at 106 knots with a temperature of minus 49. With 50 subtracted from the wind direction and 100 added to the velocity, 7306 would indicate wind at 230 degrees at 106 knots. And 49 means minus 49 degrees. Where the winds are light and variable, speed less than 5 knots, the code is 9900. The one question I found on the test regarding figure 17 was the wind forecast for St. Louis at 9,000 feet. 230 degrees true at 32 knots. The weather depiction chart is a great chart to look at when you're preparing for flight planning. The weather depiction chart is made up from METAR reports from which you can determine general conditions on which to base your flight planning. The weather depiction chart shows conditions that once existed at the valid time of the chart, and it allows you to easily and readily determine general weather conditions on which to base your flight planning. A legend in the lower right-hand corner of the chart describes how you would identify categorical areas of VFR weather, marginal VFR weather, and IFR conditions. The chart also states the categorical weather, and the three categories are explained in detail for quick reference. For example, IFR means ceilings less than 1,000 feet and or visibilities less than 3 miles. It's indicated by a hatched area outlined by a smooth line. Marginal VFR is ceilings 1,000 to 3,000 feet inclusive and or visibilities 3 to 5 miles inclusive, indicated by a smooth line with no outline. It's a non-hatched area outlined by a smooth line. VFR is no ceilings or ceilings greater than 3,000 feet and visibility greater than 5 miles. It's not outlined. Total sky cover is depicted by shading of the station circle. Cloud height is entered under the station circle in hundreds of feet above ground level. Symbols for weather and obstructions to vision are normally shown on the left of the station circle. Visibility is indicated in statute miles, and it is found to the left of any weather symbol. If the visibility is greater than 6 statute miles, it will be omitted. The chart also shows fronts and troughs from the preceding hour's surface analysis chart. If I were to ask you to look at figure 18 and tell me what weather phenomenon is causing IFR conditions in central Oklahoma, you would have to first find central Oklahoma. It's the state north of Texas, but it's south of Kansas. and you would see that the contour outline indicates visibilities less than 1,003. So it's low ceilings and visibilities. It's a contour outline with shading. If I were to ask you about the marginal weather in central Kentucky, you would know that it's due to low ceiling. The visibility is omitted, so it's greater than 6 miles. One of the most challenging things about this weather depiction chart is the names of the states are not depicted, so if you're not up on your geography, it can be quite a challenge. You found Kentucky okay? Question is telling you it's marginal weather, so you know it's not IFR weather, it's marginal VFR weather. So it's the area that's north of the IFR weather, and it's just surrounded by a single contour line. There are a lot of stations in that area of Kentucky. This question asks central Kentucky. There are stations reporting 1,500, 1,400, 1,200, 1,900, 1,300, 2,300. But there's no visibility, and the visibility would be to the left of the station. Since the visibility is absent, we know it's greater than 6 miles, and so the marginal weather is caused by ceilings. So the weather depiction chart is used for determining general weather conditions on which to base flight planning. Look at northern Texas. The IFR weather in northern Texas is due to, see northern Texas? That's all due to low ceilings. It looks like it's 400 foot ceiling, 1.5 miles visibility in fog. So there's a obscured symbol. It's perfectly black with the number 4 underneath it. That's 400 foot ceiling. And then to the left of the symbol, you see the symbol for fog, which are two straight lines. And then it's saying there's 3/4 of a mile, northern Texas. Fog, ceilings, and visibility. The weather is due to low ceilings. Notice near the top of the chart there's a line that's running across the top of the chart with sharp triangles pointing downward. That's the symbol for a cold front. Cold front has those sharp triangular points. If they were rounded, that would be a warm front. And if they were sharp and rounded, that would be an occluded front. And if they were sharp on one side and rounded on the other, that would be a stationary front. And there's a question that asks, what is the status of the front that extends from Nebraska through the upper peninsula of Michigan? Well, that's a cold front. And one last question. According to this chart, the weather for a flight from southern Michigan to northern Indiana is ceilings greater than 3,000 feet and visibility greater than 5 miles because there are no contours in that area of the chart. The radar summary chart is a computer-generated display of a collection of automated radar weather reports. This chart shows precipitation, the location and type of precipitation, intensity, coverage, echo top, and cell movement in knots. When you combine the weather depiction chart with the radar summary chart, you get a three-dimensional view of clouds and precipitation. Radar detects only water droplets or large ice particles. Radar does not detect clouds or fog. This radar summary chart is the only chart that shows you where the lines and cells of hazardous thunderstorms are located. Areas from which precipitation echoes were received are shown on the radar summary chart, with the echo intensity indicated by contours. The legend in the lower left-hand corner of the chart summarizes the shading. Tops are indicated by a number with an underscore. Bases are indicated by a number with an overscore. In other words, a line above a bunch of numbers are the bases, and tops are a line underneath a bunch of numbers. The heights are thousands of feet. With a prefix A, that's an aircraft reported top. Movements are shown by areas and lines with pennants. Movement of the cells with arrows indicate the speed. The echo heights are displayed in hundreds of feet mean sea level. the tops are entered above a short line, while available bases are entered below a short line. The echo heights are displayed in hundreds of feet MSL. The tops are entered above a short line, while any available bases are entered below a short line. Movement of an area of echoes is indicated by a shaft and a barb combination, with the shaft indicating the direction and the barb indicating the speed. A whole barb equals 10 knots. A half a barb is 5 knots. A pennant is 50 knots. Individual cell movement is indicated by an arrow that shows the direction of movement, with the speed in knots entered as a large number. Severe weather watch areas are outlined by heavy dashed lines in the form of a large rectangular box. Question: what information is provided by the radar summary chart that is not shown on other weather charts? Lines and cells of hazardous thunderstorms. Radar weather reports are of special interest to pilots because they indicate location of precipitation along with type, intensity, and cell movement. What does the heavy dashed line that forms a large rectangular box on a radar summary chart refer to? Severe weather watch area. Now I just got three questions. Look at figure 19, area D. What is the direction and speed of movement of the cell? Can you see that that cell in area D is moving north at 17 knots? It's moving north at 17 knots. Look at area B. What is the top for the precipitation of the radar return? You see the underlined 240, area B, underlined 240, that indicates 24,000 feet MSL. One last question. Look at area E. The top of the precipitation of the cells is 16,000 feet MSL. See that, area E? 16,000 feet. I have one more question. Look at area B. You see area B? What type of weather is occurring with the radar return? The return in area B has the symbol R, which means rain. You're probably wondering what the letters NE mean. That means no echoes. NA means not available. The low-level significant weather prognostic chart shows forecast weather. The chart has four panels. The left-hand panels forecast weather for the first 12 hours, while the right-hand panels portray the forecast for the last 12 hours of the forecast period. There is a legend in the center of the chart showing symbols for ceilings, turbulence, and freezing levels. This chart is for flight planning. This includes information on the freezing level and turbulence. In other words, areas you may want to avoid. The upper two panels show from the surface to 24,000 feet. Both lower panels show areas of forecast precipitation and thunderstorms, as well as movement of both fronts and pressure centers. In other words, the lower panel shows the weather at the surface. The top panels surface to 24,000 feet. The top panels show areas of IFR and marginal VFR conditions, turbulence, and freezing levels. Figures above and below a short line show the expected base and top of the turbulent layer in hundreds of feet MSL. Absence of a reference below the line indicates turbulence from the surface upward. No reference above the line indicates turbulence extending above the upper limit of the chart. The chart uses standard symbols. It uses the same standard symbols that you've seen on the other charts. These symbols are shown on the reference page. The zigzag line shows where the freezing level is forecast to be at the surface and is labeled 32 degrees or SFC. The freezing level aloft, shown by a small dashed line, is drawn at 4,000 foot intervals. So you'd see it at 4,000, 8,000, etc. If you look at figure 20, the enclosed shaded area associated with the low pressure system over northern Utah is forecast to have continuous snow. You see how we arrived at that? The double asterisks in the bottom left panel indicate continuous snow. Now the arrow points them into the shaded area. It's saying that that's continuous snow in that area. Look at the date, April 14th, 2000, Utah. You'd expect snow up there that time of year. Let's look at the weather symbol depicted in Utah on the 12-hour panel. 12-hour panel is the left side. And interpret the weather symbol depicted in Utah on the 12-hour significant weather prog chart. Can you see it's moderate turbulence, surface to 18,000? I have a generic question. How can the significant weather prog chart best be used? It's used to determine areas to avoid freezing levels and turbulence. On the 12-hour chart, at what altitude is the freezing level over the middle of Florida? So look for the freezing level. It's a dashed line on the 12-hour chart. Look for the number. You see 120? 120, that's telling you that the freezing level over central Florida is 12,000 feet. If you look at the 24-hour panel, you see the freezing level doesn't go through central Florida. It cuts through the upper part of Florida and Georgia, but on the left panel, on the 12-hour panel, it's right through central Florida. One last question. What weather is forecast for the Florida area just ahead of the stationary front during the first 12 hours? So you see the stationary front. What weather is forecast just ahead of the stationary front during the first 12 hours? You see how it's a ceiling 1 to 3,000 feet and visibility 3 to 5 miles with continuous precipitation? You have to look at both the upper and the lower panels on the left-hand side. The lower panel shows the precipitation type. The upper panel shows that it's marginal VFR, ceiling 1 to 3,000 feet, visibility 3 to 5 miles, because it's that scalloped outline. The standard weather symbols are shown on a table located on the reference page for weather reports.